This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. With the substantial foundation Peter laid in the first 11 verses of 2 Peter 1, he immediately gives his reason for writing what he wrote. He writes like a parent to his children, whether natural or spiritual children. Listen to his words. "I will always remind you of these things," verse 12. He almost anticipates the natural reaction children have when their parents say this. "I know, Dad or Mom, I've heard you say that 1,000 times. I could give it back to you spelled backwards." So he writes, "I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have." Verses 12 through 15 present the reason or purpose Peter had in mind for writing this second epistle. Let's put this in context by doing a Focus and Amplify study of the last half of chapter 1. After reading the first chapter, it's clear Peter wanted them to understand what goes into experiencing real, vital, mature Christianity in a world coming unglued. The focus of chapter 1 is the first part of this statement. The last part of the statement covers chapters 2 and 3. We discovered in chapters 1 through 11 the key to experiencing real, vital, mature Christianity. That key is experientially knowing Jesus Christ better and better each day. Now, in the last half of chapter 1, Peter uncovers how to discover and use this key. This is how Peter does it. He gives his purpose for writing, his experience as a qualification for writing, and his source for authority in writing. Read verses 12 through 15 a few times and reflect on them in preparation for our next visit. And if you'd like to review this message for your own benefit, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.